of Songs, Thresholds and Slippers, written and read by Aarti Jain. A new song sung, nay, belted out by a familiar female voice floods the car as I drive to the library one morning. Main thare paon ki jutti na, ke jad ji kare pair li utar di. I'm not the slipper on your foot that you use and discard at your whim. I dial up the volume. Jyoti Nuran's voice moves through me like hot lava. Feminist lyrics erupt fearlessly. She's taking charge, owning her strength and saying no to being used and discarded at the whim of her lover. I'm gold, not the dust that you brushed off your shirt. In my Pajero, I'm moving to the beat, cheering the lyrics, hand thumping the steering wheel, head bobbing, bottom and back, trying to burst through the strains of the seatbelt. I reach the library in a state of sizzle, energized beyond the capabilities of a double espresso. The words, the voice, and the sentiment make me hungry for more. For the next week or so, I can hum no other song. A few weeks later, when I come across the submission call for Epistemic Literary's 4th edition, my gaze is drawn to the slipper, the dispensable jutti. Jutti or chappal, the ubiquitous slippers, also known as Hawaii chappal, flip-flops or simply rubber slippers, represent exclusion like no other piece of human clothing. In the Indian context, a pair of slippers is the feet's armor, braving through dust, dung, and dangers of potholes to keep the soul safe. They protect and serve their humans without an oof. And yet, the poor slipper never makes it past the threshold. What if our slippers were to write a song about being used and discarded by us, their human lovers? Would it sound like protest poetry too? Is there a term to describe being excluded by the excluded? The humble chappal, the muddy boot, the flip-flop that doesn't cut the mustard with posh restaurants become symbols of exclusion in the photos I have curated for this submission. The song led me to them. Main thare paon ki jutti na, ke jad ji kare pair li utar di.